Thank you for calling the NEC help team. This is Emmanuel on a recorded call. Hello there.
Hey.
Hi. Were you looking to see if you're eligible to participate in the settlement?
Yes.
Okay. Just to confirm, you haven't started a claim with any other firm yet? You haven't signed anything physically or electronically, and you'd be able to attest to that. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Was it your child that was diagnosed with necrotizing enterocolitis?
Yes, my son.
Okay. Well, let's start off with their gender.
A male.
And how old is he?
He's 12.
12, okay. Let's start off then next with the date of birth.
It's March the 13th, 2012.
2012, alrighty. Now, he was born premature, was he?
Yes.
Okay. And was he taken into the NICU right away?
Yes. All
right. And about how long was he in there? 30 days, 45 days, 60 days?
He wasn't in there. Let's see. I would probably say around 45-ish, somewhere in there.
Okay, and ballpark is fine, Cassidy. Obviously, you know, this was 12 years ago. Some people don't even some people don't even remember what they had for breakfast yesterday morning, let alone a year ago, let alone longer than that. So just your best guess on some of the dates is fine. But I know he was born premature.
Yeah, on top of having two more after him.
Oh, okay, yeah. So, you know, things are going to get blurry. But how's he doing now? What kind of ongoing issues have you noticed? Any gastral or bowel conditions? Any intestinal perforations? Go ahead.
He still has an imbalanced stomach. And
okay.
He's still taking liquid antibiotics for that.
Perfect. Thank you for confirming that. Let me jot that down. And around what date was he diagnosed?
He was diagnosed on April the 20th, 2012.
Okay. So then he would have been diagnosed after 7 days of drinking the formula, right?
Yes. He actually drunk the formula for...
Real quick, before I forget to ask, Cassidy, so he would have been diagnosed at the hospital without having left the hospital, correct?
In
the NICU? Okay, perfect. Thank you for confirming that. And then he would have been diagnosed after being fed the formula, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you for that. So let me put in some of these details in here. And around what week was he born on?
I was 28 weeks.
28 weeks, okay. And what did he weigh?
3 pounds and 4 ounces.
Okay. And then I'll find the address of the hospital he was born at. I just need the name and the city it's in.
It was in Birmingham, Alabama. It's actually UAB Women and Infants.
Okay. Let me see. Birmingham. Oh, the one on 6th Street? I'm sorry, 6th
yes.
Avenue? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a nice looking building. All right. Let me plug in all the info here. Bear with me. It's going to have me put it in a couple different places. So let me put that there. And then let me put the address here. And then let me put the phone number there. And real quick, do you recall the doctor's name?
Yes. It was Dr. Peter... Manning.
Okay. Let me.
He was with Gastro. He was a Gastro doctor.
Okay. And Manning is M-A-N-N-I-N-G?
No, it's M-A-N-N-O-N. Manning.
Okay, I'm sorry. M-A-N-N-O-N, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. I see him here. All right, let me plug that in. And then... Let me go up to this section next. You said 28 weeks. And then you are the mother filing on behalf of a minor. So let me put... And you're both U.S. citizens, are you?
Yes.
Okay. And then do you remember the brand of the formula that he was fed?
It was the Similac, the NeoSure.
Okay, perfect.
I hope I'm saying that right.
Yeah, Similac NeoSure. Yep, that's the one. So let me click that there. And then it's going to ask for his date of birth in this section again. So let me put 3/13/12.
Mm-hmm.
And then 12 years old. And now, was he the only child that you had or that you know of that was diagnosed with this, or were there any other children?
He was the only one.
Okay. And
after
then,
him, my last two breastfed.
Oh, good. I'm glad they were okay. And then go ahead and give me the spelling of his name as it shows on his birth certificate.
It is capital J-A apostrophe capital K-Y-L-E-N.
Mm-hmm.
His middle name is Moshe capital V-O-Y-S-H-A apostrophe, and then Williams, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S.
Okay. So let me read that back to you. So that's Jacqueline, that's J-A apostrophe capital K-Y-L-E-N, and then Voisha is V as in Victor, O-Y-S-H-A apostrophe at the end?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then Williams, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S. And do
mm-hmm.
you happen to know the last four of his social?
Yes, it's right here.
Okay, I'm ready.
4231.
And then Cassidy, I have you a C-A-S-S-A-D-Y, last name Williams. Will his birth certificate show you with a middle name or no?
Let's see. It's right here.
Okay.
I believe so. Yes, it's R-A-E, right?
R-A-E. I like that,
mm-hmm.
R-A-E, right? And then best email address the email I have here is craee2018@icloud.com, right?
Yes.
And then the cell phone I have is 256-267-6768?
Yes.
And then what would be the current mailing address for you?
621 White Oak Circle, Lincoln, Alabama, 35096.
Perfect. Thank you for confirming that. And that's in Talladega County, right?
Yes.
Now, I don't think this next question applies, but I'm just required to ask, are you aware of any custody or parenting related issues of abuse, neglect, or loss of custody, or no?
No, I've had him all his life.
Okay, and then he was born in Alabama, so let me select that. And then this next question asks, did you experience any of the following issues during your pregnancy? There is tobacco use, illicit drug use, placental insufficiency, hypersensitive disease, delayed cord clamping, HIV/AIDS, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay, so let me put this here, and then NICU dates we have from birth to about 45 days, which would be what?
I actually know when he got out, so it's probably more than 45 days.
Okay, yeah, when was
he
discharged?
Yeah, June the 1st, so it was way more than 20.
Oh, okay.
I meant 45.
Yeah, June 1st, okay. And then
I remember that day.
And then we said 3.4 ounces, so let me click that. And then at 28 weeks, so tiny, probably didn't latch on, so they started him on the NeoSure right away, right, I'm guessing?
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And then they would have stopped feeding him around the time he was diagnosed, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for confirming that. Let me put this here. And then, was he ever fed breast milk or no?
No.
Okay. And then he was fed the formula in the hospital, right? So I'll select that. And
mm-hmm.
then which of the following issues did you recall him having after drinking the cow beast milk formula. There's a green vomit, swollen red tender belly, diarrhea or dark bloody stool, low body temperature, apnea, hypotension, bradycardia, trouble feeding, constipation, or lethargic, or don't remember, not sure.
I know it was yellow green vomit, and it was blood in the stool, and he had high fevers too.
Okay, perfect, thank you.
But that's the only three that I can, you know, just.
Sure. No, that's perfectly fine. And then do you recall the medical procedures that he underwent? Was he given antibiotics, blood transfusion, assisted ventilation, Penrose drain, a laparotomy, ostomy surgery, a PICC line, or not sure, don't remember?
He got an NG tube put in his nose for feeding. And then they did the laparotomy surgery, that, you know, to remove the parts that was affected in his stomach.
Okay. And then the last time they would have treated him would have been before he was discharged, right?
Yes. So they treated him on April the 21st.
Okay.
And then he had the NG tube in for 3 weeks.
Okay.
And then he was on the he was on antibiotics and stuff like that.
Okay.
All the way up.
All the way up till June?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'll put June 1, 2012.
And he still takes the antibiotics. Is
there a unit number or apartment, or is that a house? Okay. And then we're just about done. A couple more sections here. This next one is just asking, it says we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue the case for your loved ones. And typically they'll only be contacted if we're unable to get a hold of you for an extended period. Do you want to put an emergency contact or not really?
Not really.
Okay. And then the last thing here is, since you are the one that's going to be signing, since he's a minor, let me go ahead and get your date of birth.
5/10/1995.
And then the last four of your social.
4860.
Okay. And then I'm going to send you a quick e-signature here via text and email. And then it sounds like you're getting ready to drive. That'll be the last thing I need from you, and then I'll let you get back to your day and whatever you need to take care of. It's
spinning. No, I got to go back to work.
It's spinning right now. You should have a text message with it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's just do a super quick sign, e-sign. That's the hardest part, usually, depending on how tech-savvy someone is. You can do it in a minute or, like, longer than that, but you're on the younger side, so I think you should be able to do it right away.
It said, do you agree to receive future messages?
Yep, we'll put.
But yes.
Right. And then, yep, and I can't see what's on the screen, so if you're not sure what to tap, just read out what you see, and then I'll do my best to try and guide you there.
I just clicked the agree.
Okay.
Okay, and I just signed them.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And initial.
Right. You know we did it correctly once it lets you tap a yellow finish button.
Right. Okay. I'll finish.
All right. And then let me just make sure it came in on my system. And, yep, it shows completed. So you're all set for now. In about 2 weeks or so, you should get a call from the firm directly. They're going to call, introduce themselves, and then just double-check the work, make sure there's no errors, and then confirm that in the system. So other than that, you're all set for the day, and have a good rest of your work day, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.